Well, hello and good morning on a Friday, and I'm talking to you from Cork, from Glenmire, a suburb of Cork, and I'm just after listening to a very nice Rambling Boo by Tinian, T-I-N-N-I-O-N. Now, I came across Tinian when he left a comment on somewhere, and I just clicked on him, and that led me to find him. And what I found was very interesting. You see, I'm one of these very energetic and focused people who has a thousand balls in the air. And I found myself listening to a man who had booed last about 14 or 16 days ago. So he clearly wasn't at it every day. He clearly had huge gaps. And he had a big long gap before that too. And he just rambled along, and he has a very gentle voice. And I found myself moving from thinking, oh, this guy's not very organized and not very purposeful and not very high on the old productivity stakes, into a lovely frame of mind where I thought, this is just the kind of thing I need to listen to when I want an interlude and I want to stop doing things. It mainly made me think what Tinian's style, not the content, his style, put me in mind of the real need to get out of the chair, which is exactly what I'm doing now, and get out of my office and just go on a little ramble through the house. And while I am rambling through the house from one room to another, I could kind of ramble through the sort of things that are on my mind and let you have a little bit of an insight into the kind of person I am. Not the things I do, but the kind of personality, what lies behind the front, if you like. I mean, I suppose I'm very conscious that I have a front. I want it to be a fairly transparent one. Now, hang on a minute, Paul. I'm drifting into sort of social media type stuff. And actually, I have just done something else that is quite radical. For the first time in ages, I have ironed 5 shirts. Now, there's a pile of them in my house. And I thought about joking that every time I needed a new shirt, I followed my Anglo-Irish bank advice and I just went out and bought a new one. And that, of course, isn't true. I couldn't afford to do that. But I'm looking here at a blue shirt, a red, orange, brown and green shirt. I'm looking at a shirt which is brown and about 3 shades of green check. Then I've got a red, blue and white one. And I've got a rather tasteful one. I think it's tasteful anyway, which has got little squares of a blue and brown. So they're the 5 shirts that I ironed this morning. I suppose the shirts actually individually or collectively didn't take me more than about 7 or 8 minutes. When I used to do a lot of ironing, it was a long time ago, I used to reckon I could iron a shirt a minute. Basically, that meant I could do 60 in an hour. And I used to think, well, you know, maybe you could run a business doing this. Now, I've just walked out of the house because I thought it's one thing to relax and talk to you while I'm in the house, but it's another thing to go out into my garden and finger my Acer tree. I have a great, great Zen Buddhist side. I mean, it's great for me, not for anybody else, but it actually means that Acer trees, this one is a kind of a red Acer tree with long spiny leaves. I'm not much good on the names, but it's sunk into a pot which has got heavy chunks of granite on top of it. I probably put some photographs of this on Flickr on some occasion. But I just love this tree because it bends. And it bends even if the wind isn't blowing. It's got a huge, almost an arc of a circle in the bark or in the trunk of the tree. And it's tiny. And that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of just walking in the garden. There's a rugby ball here. a branded rugby ball, or a uniformed rugby ball to be exact. There's a worn out hula hoop on the ground, a purple one. My little daughter, who's nearly five, has a hula hoop. Doesn't mean she does anything with it. I love kind of throwing it forward and having it come back to me. Something I must have learnt as a child. The great thing about you can spin the hula hoop so that it comes right back to you. And I've just done that. And I see also a bird table here. Which, and no bird seed. I've been inefficient at putting out bird seed. So I can't really blame anybody except my lack of attention to bird seed for the fact that the garden isn't totally crowded with linnets and long-tailed tits and robins. And also I'm looking at a purple, a very nice purple flowering clematis. Just got some brown mould or something on it as well. So some of the gardeners, oh, there's that lovely guy, Donegan or something is his name. He. I mean that with great respect because he's really big into organics, and he did a lovely boo that I read yesterday about the struggle to just be realistic about organics rather than get totally carried away with it. So I'm kind of just wandering around, looking at stuff that I haven't done. I can see a barbecue here. I'm not much good at barbecue, but I still haven't cleaned out the barbecue after the last time. I don't have one of these gas ones. I have one of these ones that you light a bag and it might work. So on the table in front of me I see some pink lady apple, three oranges and six bananas. I'm a huge fruit eater. Would usually eat seven or eight pieces of fruit in a day. I see a half-eaten piece of toast, which actually makes me think I will have a piece of toast before I go and see my mother. All of this is a deliberate breaking off from heavy stuff. Actually, I truly love heavy work and challenging and all that, but I'm also looking at a copy of the Irish Epic Poem in 33 cantos. I have a copy lying around, so that I'm not really sure why it's lying around. I think I might actually have it handy in case somebody comes into the house that I think might be ready to see it. I'm not such a recluse that I don't show people my work. I've now wandered into my child's playroom, which is also where we keep a television, and it's kind of covered in dolls, all of whom are heaped on top of each other. So she hasn't picked up, or she has picked up some of my traits, because I certainly wouldn't have had all my dolls nicely arranged in a line as if they were in a community or in dialogue with each other. This lot, I see Winnie the Pooh, I see Dora, I see Mickey Mouse, and I see Barney. In fact, Barney is I just thought, I like Barney. Anyway, there's a dog there as well. And a little bear. So that's it, folks. There's eight and a half minutes of a ramble. It's partly influenced by the notion that it's good to just get up, stop what you're doing, and just go for a wee walk, and let whatever comes into your mind come into your mind, and just talk about it. In other words, have no purpose at all other than being in the moment, right now. Because that time out from activity is actually, even though you don't know it, is recharging you. It's getting you ready. And in my case, it's a way of getting ready to do a bit of writing about mental health. So there, folks, Paul O'Mahony, Start to a Friday, very much influenced by that very nice man who did a rambling boo and who I hope will listen to this and realise that even things he did 14 or 16 days ago can change people's lives in other countries. So all the best. Thank you very much to all of you who have inspired me. Paul O'Mahony, finishing now. Bye-bye.